This is episode number 2642 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, April 11th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
The witches are back.
The who?
After all, the power of the three compels several stars of Charmed.
Oh, Charmed.
To reunite at 90s Con. 90s Con.
90s Con. Yeah. There were more than three.
Is there a con for everything?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Okay, all right.
Pretty much.
Anyway, this is at 90s Con in September.
We should go to a
Wicked Good Time.
Wicked Good Time. We should have a Van Camp and Morgan Con. I've decided. We should do that.
Yeah, you get right on it.
Nobody will show up.
Well,
nobody will show up.
Well, you're going to have people. It wouldn't just be us.
But they'd have to guess what we look like so they could cosplay us. Because we, you know, we're on the radio. Can't see us.
Woo-woo.
Anyway, sorry. All right.
Well, that's true. They're not coming to see us anyway. They're going to come see everybody else.
Not with that attitude. Goodness, I got a TARDIS. You want to see my TARDIS? Come to the Van Camp and Morgan Con.
Shannon Doherty, Holly. Yeah, you know what? I bought for Christmas one year, I bought you the TARDIS you could hang up on your door.
I know, but my door's too small.
Is it?
Yeah, the TARDIS is like
You're not going to cut it down?
No, you can't cut down the TARDIS.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it's bigger on the inside, but anyway.
Anyway, Shannon Doherty, Holly Marie Combs, Rose McGowan, Brian Grouse.
There's a lot of charms.
Dorian Gregory and Jennifer Rhodes will all gather.
Wait.
Yes?
Where is Alyssa Milano? She was on Charmed.
Yes, she was.
She was on Charmed. Yes, is she not going to the Charmed Con?
Her name is not on the list.
Ah, man.
So
I
if she
go.
Comes to the door, her name is not on the list.
She's not getting in.
Nope.
Anyway.
So,
they fired all of them at one time, didn't they? And started over again? Wait. I kind of remember seeing it with
these
like
are the folks.
People.
They're not doing a reboot of the series. They're not trying to bring them
the
series.
Maker.
They're doing 90s Con.
Because these guys are all really old. Too old to be teenage witches.
They're not doing that.
Mm, okay.
They weren't teenage witches anyway.
They weren't, but they were kind of playing teenage witches.
Well, they weren't playing teenagers.
No, I guess not. You're right. 90s Con. Sorry.
Goodness sakes.
It's been a long time. The 90s was so long ago.
It seems like only yesterday. Then I have to think, it wasn't only yesterday.
Sadly, half a lifetime ago.
They're going to be at the convention in Daytona Beach, Florida from September 13th to 15th. Over the years, the cast of Charmed, which ran from 98 to 2006, so they're just squeaking in the 90s.
Yeah, right.
They've been candid about their rocky experience on the show with each other.
Yeah, they didn't get along.
And this has continued in the nearly two decades since the show went off the air.
Yeah, probably.
Well,
Shannon Doherty is sick. She's very sick.
Well, yeah, she is.
Yeah, I'm really sorry for that. But she's
well, last
very sick.
Fall, her and Holly recounted Shannon's departure in 2001, suggesting Alyssa Milano was behind the
move.
Well,
okay, I get it. All right, there's Alyssa. There she is. She was the troublemaker.
Holly even recalled meeting with the producer at the time to learn why Shannon was no longer on Charmed.
Well, that must have been weird walk on set. Where's she at? It's not like she was Charlie Sheen or anything, you know.
And then Alyssa threatened to sue for a hostile workplace.
Oh, I think
However, I remember this story. Yeah.
Yes,
Alyssa denied those allegations. Writing on Instagram in February, I did not have the power to get anyone fired.
Sure. Sure, she didn't. But it happened.
Relations with that woman.
But it happened. It did happen. Well, anyway, I won't be going to that because I wasn't a big Charmed fan anyway. I'm like, I've seen. Eh. You've seen one witch on TV. You've seen them all, I think. Really, haven't you? I could have used to have seen Tabitha Stevens as a grown witch.
That would have been.
That would have been great. Yeah. I follow her on socials, by the way, Erin Murphy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she'd make a great witch.
It's not that I didn't like the premise of Charmed. I just didn't warm up to the people playing.
Buffy was better. Buffy was better.
In her upcoming thriller, Never Let Go, Halle Berry, who complained that, you know,
she doesn't do any movies. She's got a movie?
She's gone work.
See. I'm sorry. I've been way out of it, Halle. Wow.
I'm disappointed that she's probably, she's attention. Disappointed.
She probably is. Going
if
like,
you want her in your life, you have to pay attention to what she's doing.
I'm not going to get her in my life.
How anyway, she plays a mom living off the grid.
Oh, my.
And trying to protect her two sons from some kind of evil after an apocalyptic.
Yeah, yeah, don't hurt
yourself. Apocalyptic.
There you go. That's
event.
Anyway, sorry. I didn't mean
with,
to snort.
With our dog, it was always the apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when
yeah.
the fireworks would go yeah, off, she'd yeah. run and hide.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I can't say it right. Apocalyptic. Okay.
Apocalyptic. Yeah, it's a tough word.
Like an eclipse. Anyway, she went a little method for the part. She says there was no electricity, no lights. My character's skinning squirrels.
Ooh.
And they're eating bugs and frogs. Ooh, raw frogs.
Ooh, raw frogs.
In the woods. It was a challenge.
Wow. But you know what? She's tough as nails.
So then she said.
Because she's Halle Berry.
She said she actually really had to skin a squirrel.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'm sure she did.
These things wildly challenged me to create some reality within this world that felt so foreign.
I bet so, she'd do it all over again.
Well, no word whether the bugs and frogs were real, but that would be pretty gross.
That would be pretty gross. It would be gross, gross. Grossy, grossy, gross.
All right, so Never Let Go hits theaters on September 27th. So all I'll right. block your calendar
I'll
for that
I'll be
day.
There. I'll be there. Opening night.
Well, you know, as we always say that Hollywood has no original ideas, Melrose Place is coming back.
Oh, my God.
With some of the original stars.
Are they going to 90s con, too? I mean, geez. Wow. Maybe we just go to 90s con and we don't have to watch any of these shows. I like that idea.
Heather Locklear, who's, Lord knows she's had her challenges, who played Amanda. Laura Layton played Sydney. Daphne Nzigga was Cho.
Well, Daphne was, what's she done since? Hallmark movies.
Has she?
Yeah, she did some Christmas movies.
Okay. There's no word
because
of any...
she's Jewish, so she did Christmas movies. That's the way it works.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
No word if any other originals will join in, but one of them can only appear in flashbacks because someone is going to die.
Oh, wow.
Well, here's the official
but
synopsis.
But Heather Locklear was the she was the
neighborhood witch.
She was the villain, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which still works for her, I guess.
I don't know if Richie Sambora would have said something different when they were married.
Well,
I have no idea. That was a long time ago.
A long time ago.
And he was fired from Bon Jovi
anyway. I was
going
to say, that's a band and at least one marriage ago. So
this official synopsis. When one of their dearest friends dies suddenly,
no.
The OG residents of Melrose Place gather to honor the deceased. But the pressure cooker of a reunion soon uncovers old traumas, rekindles old romances, reignites old resentments, and reveals new secrets. throwing our characters into chaotic drama that's reminiscent of the past, with a much more modern perspective.
Well, do they expect us to think that all these guys still live in that apartment complex 30 years later? That would be the real OG.
I would certainly
You know, come on
not.
Now. That would be hilarious now when you think about it.
It would be something.
It's like, how much is the rent there now? Because rents ain't cheap on Melrose.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Maybe, you know, some of them do. I mean, that's all they could get. I don't know.
You know what? I'm going to have to, like, warm up to the Halle Berry eating squirrels and frogs and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm just not there.
So far, I'm not interested.
I mean, well, I'm always interested in Halle Berry, but I'm just...
You're interested.
I'm,
you don't, it's
I just
one
have
of those
to warm
things,
up.
You won't have to turn the sound on.
I just have to warm up a little bit. That's all. All right. With that, we will take our leave. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.